This one's for you if you are deeply called to offering healing work. Reiki, maybe you've been trained in a different modality, except that you are now frozen at offering sessions. And I think it's not because you don't care. I think it's because you care so much that you freeze. This is The Healer's Journey. I'm your host, Inga Brewer. And in this podcast, we take one block that shows up on the healer's journey and we break it down. And we clarify it in such a way that A, we're not feeling alone anymore. We're not walking this path alone. We're no longer doing that. And B, we relax around it and we find ourselves free. So today's block is all about being scared to offer sessions, being blocked at that point in your career that you have the skill, or at least you have it tentatively. You are able to work with your modality. You've done some case studies, maybe not that many, but you've done a few. And you're at that turning point where maybe this should become a business and you don't know if you want to go that route. Because it's going to change your life. It really is. So right now the block is really, I'm scared to offer the sessions. And so this translates all sorts of things to all sorts of things into the mind. So our mind goes, well, actually, I need a better website. Maybe I need a certification. Maybe I need to get clarity around how to register things. Maybe I need more time. But the real fear, like all of those things are true and real, and you need to have a look at them. But really, underneath of that, the real fear might still be being too tired, bringing your own mess into someone else's healing story, being exposed as naive, sensitive, dramatic, too much, afraid of it not working. Afraid of it working too well, and then people needing you too much. There's a lot that goes on under the surface. And it's okay. And it is normal. And so let's talk about it. One of the things that accidentally happens for me, and maybe you're built similarly, is that when there's something on my soul, something I'm yearning for, something I really desire, which I imagine if you're listening to, you do have a calling for healing work. It lights you up. It makes you giddy and giggly and amazed, and it allows you to like bask in this amazing connection and amazing truth of the energetic realm. So for me, when there's something calling me like that, something I really, really, really want, and I'm not allowing myself to move towards it, I become passive aggressive and I'll say it, bitchy. I start blaming the people in my life that I'm not taking the action I want to be taking. I'll resist the very actions that will most make my longing come true. So it's leaky. It becomes an energy leak. And what I recommend is to just admit that and see it if it's true for you. Like, it's not going away. In fact, it's starting to impact me and my loved ones in a negative way. Perhaps I just can't get it together in my job anymore because it's not meaningful to me. It's not interesting to me. I feel like I have to like run away to work on certain things as if it's like my mistress and do it in secret. You get to choose between clean pain and dirty pain. Dirty pain is the pain of avoidance. It's the pain of, I know what I need to do, but I'm avoiding it. I have dirty pain almost every year around the time of my taxes. I start doing everything, and then the procrastination compounds and gets bigger, and I get squirrely and like ashamed, and it's a mess. Every year I get slightly better. But that's what I kind of mean. Apparently there's a part in the brain that gets stronger when you do things you don't want to do. I think there's also part of the brain that gets stronger when you do things that you do want to do, but are really afraid to do. So the other thing that gets challenging about this of like, I'm scared to offer sessions, is that our mind takes over, and our mind is such a sweet, loving care bear in some ways, because it wants to take care of us. And so if you're having that fear of like, I'm scared of offering sessions, your mind be like, okay, well, let's think about it forever. Let's think about, who do I want to work with? What might work well for me? And you start thinking. The problem is, if you're trying to find out who you are as a healer without offering any sessions and like trial by fire, it's just not going to connect. It's actually by doing it over and over and over again that you become embodied in the healer archetype. And you start knowing, what are your particular limitations, gifts, preferences as to container type standards, that you cannot offer a good healing session if those standards aren't met. And if you haven't done any sessions yet, like, your mind might latch onto those questions. They'd be like, great, I'm going to think about those questions for like 6 years. And eventually, once I have the answers to these questions, I might let myself do a session or two. The thing is, like, it just doesn't work like that. You go in, you have a working theory, it's your hypothesis, it's what you come from in the beginning. And then you offer a few things. And then you do it, and you do it again, and you do it again, and again, and again, and again. And you do some sessions that don't feel good. And you do some that feel incredible. And you start analyzing, like, what is the difference? So what happened for me early on in my career, I had different services set up. The thing that I really loved to do was something called focusing. So I had the focusing, the Reiki, and the clairvoyant training. And what I started realizing is that I liked longer sessions. I liked having time with people to help them drop into themselves, to like navigate the inner caves. Like, I loved that. And then offer like a Reiki balm at the end. And that became my signature thing. But I couldn't know that if I didn't try. Another thing that happened is that I did have on my services page clairvoyant readings. And I had somebody come in, and they were giving me nothing. And I had a lot of self-doubt coming up as I did some reading for him. And it felt awful, because it felt like I was being tested. It felt like I was being put on the spot. It was also felt like I wasn't developing a relationship of trust and rapport with this person. But in the beginning, it was really, really, really important for me to have that experience, because it taught me, by contrast, that one of the standards I have for working with me is that we work together. We co-create on healing. And so I spend some time with my clients setting intentions. I like to do discovery calls that are free beforehand, because it allows me to know the context of someone's life, to make a bit of a care plan that works for them, and to be really aligned together on what we are co-creating and what my role is and what their role is. And so that session, that psychic reading, I hated it so much that I refused their money, or I even refunded them, I don't remember, and I took it off my services. It's a bit extreme, but I simply did not want to participate in any kind of framework, any kind of setup that would either rob someone of their own power or transfer too much power onto me. For me, that midpoint is core to my work, and it has been core to my work since. The other thing that you can't know until you do enough sessions is that you do develop a certain muscle slash energetic memory, an embodiment that, like, no matter what's happening in your own life, you can show up for a healing session and let it be the most spectacular, beautiful healing session. And that only comes through practicing when you're having a bit of a yucky day, or when you just had a fight and you didn't plan this. You can't cancel 15 minutes before the person's at your door, and you're able to find the space in you. You're able to do like a control alt delete for your own stuff, show up for the other person, allow the universal loving energy to work through you, and you do it. And that gives you incredible confidence that you don't have to feel so shaky about all the little details. Because I know in the beginning, when you're scared to offer sessions, the real fear is because you're scared that you're like, won't be able to get your space ready, or you'll be tired after, or that something weird is going to happen that you know won't know how to deal with, and you don't really have support set up for how to do that after. And so what I want to leave you with here, or I want to bring you with here, is that the real question isn't, can I do this? Because yes, you can. If you have the longing for it, the desire, and the idea is just not going away, I would posit that, like, spirit has given this idea, this inspiration to you for you to steward, because there's something unique that you can offer that nobody else can offer. So that's not the question. Can you do this? Yes. And you can learn. The real question is, do you want to? And you get to choose. Because not every format is right for every healer. You might not want to do one-off sessions, but the idea of doing a six-month deep dive with someone just lights you on fire, turns you on, makes you want to dance. The idea of trying to find, you know, 10 new clients every week to fill your practice fills you with, like, doom dread. But having, I don't know, like a group program, a group of committed people that are going through, I don't know, a transition, and that you get to support them with energy work and space holding over a period of 4 months just makes you feel like that's your purpose. That's where you have choices. What you want to do gets to translate into the containers you create. But those containers, you don't know what exists or what you can do or you can offer until you try. So here's our little big sister moment of the day. It's time you get out of your own way. You don't need to figure out the money, the strategy. You don't need to figure out the container before you begin. You just need to get yourself in the arena. You need to start practicing. You need to start practicing finding the words to invite someone for a session. You need to start. You need to get going around your particular process. And I know you're stuck here. I know you're stuck at, I'm scared to offer sessions, because you really care about doing this right. And perhaps you're not aware that there are some structures and there are some containers around that you get to invest in and that help you walk this path with integrity, with a lot of awareness, and with a lot of clarification of who you are as a healer, who you want to be as a healer. So I know in the Reiki world, it's like, okay, well, here you've done Reiki 1, and maybe you want to get yourself Reiki 2 before you practice, but you can practice. And it's true. Okay. It really is true. I'm not removing that for a second. you can offer energy healing in that way, but creating a healing business, getting people to pay you money to help them walk through transformation in your life, like, we all know that takes a little bit more than being able to be a channel for loving energy. So give yourself a chance to learn. Give yourself a chance. Give yourself some time to let all the parts of your life shift and heal so that you can do this in a way that you feel grounded and confident in. So straight up, I'm going to tell you, Healer Embodied's coming up. And it's a 6-month group program where I'm also holding you one-on-one. And I am reviewing with you 30 case studies. So individually, you come and tell me every time. We've got 3 clarifying questions. How anchored were you? How attuned were you? And what happened? We're going to do 10 on the first one, 10 on the second one, 10 on the third one. And what I'm noticing is that within 10 or 12 sessions, you'll already really know how you work, what themes you like to do, what tends to sort of shift in your field, in your healing field that you're creating. And then you get to start creating test programs, test things. And after 6 months, you've got a working signature program. You've got a nervous system that can really hold your work. You've got that confidence that comes from doing. You're ready to throw the whole money exchange in the mix. And you have not been doing it alone because you're doing it with your other fellow healers and me by your side. And what happens with your fellow healers is that, yes, maybe in the beginning there's a little bit of a sense of competition, but very quickly you're going to see, holy moly, that person has such incredible gifts. And they are not like mine. You're going to have a little moment where your ego's like, gulp, I don't know what mine are, until someone tells you. Or until you see it. And then because you see somebody else's gifts and then you see your own gifts, you start really understanding that you have a unique set of abilities, a unique set of gifts that you have been tasked to give to the world. So sometimes the blocks, you know, in this podcast, a simple mind shift is all that's needed. That might be the case here. If you've been sitting around just kind of waiting for things to happen, this is it. This is your moment to invite someone for a session. Give it another try. Look around, like, where can you rent a space for the afternoon and play at it. Let it be play. And sometimes the blocks don't have like a clear action path, but this one does. There's a clear container for you to step into. And I know for the people who have stepped into it already, for the right person, this is like a jubilation moment. Like, I didn't know this existed. I've been needing this. I've been craving this. I've been wanting this so badly, and I cannot believe I found it. So if that's you, we're starting August 24th. We're going to be meeting on Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern time. And I really want you in because we need your gifts to be thrown in the mix. We need you to work with other people. You need you to heal yourself, to become the grounded, competent healer that you've come here to be. And we need you to help the other ones heal as well. This is really the place to get that practice in, to be lovingly held, to build your work on a foundation of truth, of who you really are, not fear. And yes, it's nice to get to contribute to healing the world. But what's even more exciting and even more juicy and lovely is that you giving yourself permission to walk this path more fully is you giving yourself the gift of finally feeling the truth of who you are, finally feeling why you came to be here. And I reiterate, I promise. There's certain ones of us that when we're not doing our art in the world, and I think healing work is my art, we create destruction. And so the kindest thing we can do is to surrender and to do the art we came here to do in this world. This has been The Healer's Journey. I'm your host, Inga Brewer. Music was by Lana Chakra. If you're called, my healer embodied, enrollment is open always, but it is especially open right now. We start August 24th. There's multiple ways of reaching me. Recommend Instagram. Find me at Inga Heals, Ingehals. Talk soon.